Ziggy, you started playing netball around about 15 years ago, so is that right? And that must make you only about 25.
Yeah, so I'm currently 21, and I started playing when I was approximately 4 or 5 years old. I was in preschool, and my mother would come fetch me after the second break, which was lunchtime, and then I would go and train with the year ones, the under 7As. Like, yeah, so I've just been training with them, and yeah, because I was so like obsessed with the game, and my mom said I had too much energy. So from 4 years old, she was just like, we're going to go send you to play netball. So yeah, it's been a crazy journey.
Did teachers and your mum obviously must have realised that you had this special talent in the game?
I come out of quite a sporting family. My mother used to make the SA top 10 netball, and that was still in the days when they had sanctions. So she like has her national colours, but they never got to go on tour to play internationally. And then the year she fell pregnant with me was in 1995. So that was the first time when they when the sanction was released. So that's when the rest of the girls went and won the silver medal at the World Cup. So I kind of ruined it for her. But yeah, my mother was a national player. My dad also was a national athlete in the 800 meters. And then my cousin and uncle both played for South Africa rugby. So, yeah, I think they were all hoping that the sport gene would pull through. And I think it kind of did. I'm not sure.
But the nice thing was as well, it wasn't just the netball, because do we dare mention that ballroom and Latin standards that you achieved?
Yeah, so the ballroom and Latin was probably up to 16 years old, my first and biggest passion. I started dancing at the age of 6, and I may or may not have won the world championships at the age of 10 years old.
Yay.
So, yeah, and then I carried on dancing, and at 16, I unfortunately had to stop because that's when the netball took over, and the netball was dominating most of my time. So, yeah. And then I also obviously did a bit of athletics, and I used to ride horse like competitively and played a bit of tennis. So I did quite a few sports competitively growing up, which was nice to give me a all-round feel of different sports and what disciplines they require, etc.
What was those varsity years like then? I mean, was that where you purely focused on the netball, and what kind of achievements did you get there?
So university in South Africa is quite different to the university here. For example, our classes start at 7:30 in the morning, wow, and our classes end at 5:45 in the evening. So some days I would have class from 7:30 until 5:45, which is crazy. And on top of that, we would train up to 4 times a day. So it was absolutely crazy. I would wake up at 4:30 in the morning and gym from 5 until 6:30, and then go to class at 7:30. And then I would probably skip a class, sorry, mom, if you're listening, at 11 o'clock for either fitness or rehab with any injury. And then I would have an individual session with my coach where we would work purely on specialization at 1 o'clock, and then I would have team training from 6 to 8. That's where the netball strongly came through, but I somehow managed to attend most of my classes and pass really well and then get my degree. So we're happy about that.
What's been your most memorable moment playing so far? Because your UK career hasn't started yet. So
I definitely think one of the most memorable moments, it's between two. The one was we have our like Super League, but we call it the Brutal Fruits Netball Premier League. So that's like the highest you can play in South Africa. At that in 2016, I won shoot off the tournament, and my average was like above 90.
Wow.
I think. So that was one of the memorable moments. And then also being selected into the national side in 2016 as well. That was also definitely one of the most memorable moments because I was obviously at that stage the youngest in the team, but I also got selected with my ride or die goal attack of the time, Renske Stoltz, who's currently signed for Wasps. So we both made it into the national team for the first time together, and also because of our good combination on shooter and goal attack.
How have you seen your game grow with the Proteus over the years?
Norma Plummer is an incredible coach, and her assistant coach Nicole Cusick, they're both Australians. Norma has won a few World Cups for the Australian team. So the input she gives into our coaching and just the knowledge she shares with us has really helped me grow because she just helped us think about the game in a certain way that we wouldn't necessarily have thought of in South Africa. So Norma is an incredible coach. So she's definitely like given us insights and given us things to think about, like how the ball should maybe travel or how we should prepare for the ball or what she likes. So it's definitely helped me grow because it's made me think more creatively and think of more options and to play then cleverly on court. So that's definitely helped, and creatively on court.
And you were part of the Quad Series recently, that squad as well. So what was that
Absolutely.
like?
So yeah, I had an ace last year. I was still in the national Proteus team, the proper 12. And then at the end of January, the Quad Series that was held in Durban, I tore my ACL and my medial the day before we had to play against Australia. So that kind of ruined my whole netball for the entire year. And then this year I went back to trials, and obviously I hadn't been on court, so I wasn't as completely match fit as they would have liked. And especially if you're going up against the Laura Guides or whatever, you have to have like be quite trained, and I wasn't exactly on my full potential. So I unfortunately didn't make the team for this year's Quad Series. However, I was invited back to be a training partner, and that was incredible as well. And I'm so grateful that Tanya and Sari Storm allowed me to stay that week, because in that week I grew so much, and they taught me how to hold and cut my opponents off properly and strongly. So I think it's all just little tips and advice to improve my overall game so it can contribute to whatever team I'm playing for.
Who would you say has been the best person you played against?
Probably
That's a good one.
that is a very good one. I would obviously I think our South African keepers are incredible. So Phumza Mweni, who's playing up at Seven Stars, and Carla Mostert, who is at Lightning in Australia. I think they are absolutely incredible, and their combination together, Phumza has improved so much. I think they are a killer combo, as you can probably see in the South African teams with our score margins that are closing up against Australia and New Zealand. But to be fair, also, if I had to take another country, I would definitely say Jeeva Mentel. I think she is an incredible goalkeeper.
No arguments here.
Yeah, no, I think Jeeva Mentel is absolutely out of this world incredible. She is tall, like taller than me almost, and she's extremely strong and physical, and she can read the game. So yeah, I think Jeeva has been incredible.
I saw you had a pick recently as well with Seabass. Was that a more fangirl pick?
If you had given me that 2 years ago, I would have said, oh, fangirling out of this world. But Seabass sat at our table at the recent Quad Series, so we actually became friends. And yeah, so at the end of the night, I was like, oh, Seabass, we need a photo. And she like follows me back on Instagram, and we will message every now and again. So yeah, so Seabass is an so cool and so humble. She's like, she can be any goal shooter's role model without a doubt. The way she stayed grounded and is so approachable to chat to and stuff. So yeah, so Sivas and I became quite good mates that night, and she's also invited me if I'm ever over in Australia, that I can come visit her. So that's really exciting.
I was like that when you started following me on Twitter. So,
Andy, I'm nothing special.
Oh, come on. You'll be joining Storm then. Is the challenge for you just that new squad and a new opportunity in England?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but a good challenge, like something that I'm excited to play. So it's a challenge in terms of it's an environment that I'm not aware of at all, like that I don't know. I've never been part of an international Super League. I've only always played the South African one. So that's why it's a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge because I'm surrounded by 14 other amazing teammates, because we're 15 in total that are signed. And yeah, and they're so encouraging and just like tell me, go get it, girl, like be adventurous, try your best. So it's an exciting adventure.
Did you know much about Storm before it was put to you?
So not actually. I always knew about the Duck Egg Blue because I would follow a tiny bit of Super League on this side because Bongi Msomi played for Surrey Storm in 2015.
Yeah.
So I knew about them and I had actually contacted them earlier last year, but like I'd never thought that it would actually become a reality that I'd be able to play for them. I never expected that at all.
Oh, you were maybe looking at options to come over and see what options were possible.
Yeah, it's always been a dream to play Super League, but because we're in South Africa and we just don't have that exposure necessarily because we don't play so many international matches. And it's always been a dream. I've always wanted to sign with certain teams here in the UK. So I never thought that it would actually become a reality and like so quickly. So, yeah. And then it completely just happened by chance and I'm forever grateful because I actually came over to train with Mavericks last year. Kat gave me the opportunity to come train with them for a month in November and I was absolutely loving it. Those girls were so cool. And then I decided, well, I want to stay.
Yeah.
And obviously they had fully signed their team. I had to obviously make a plan or I would have to go home. And then we heard that Surrey were still looking for shooters. And then with the help of Kat, she put me in contact with Tanya and, yeah, can only be grateful.
I mean, we've already mentioned that our Super League this season is going to be blessed by Fumza and Marika, who were at Stars. And something special about the league, you reckon?
There is actually something extremely special about the league. And people would say, oh, maybe it's players. I don't know. What I find is extremely special about this league is the support. The support on court, off court, on social media. And it's all positive criticism, constructive criticism. And yeah, it's just this continuous support. And it's like a growing family, which we are not used to in South Africa. In South Africa, it is constant criticism, especially from people watching back home and stuff. So yeah, it's just the support that makes it absolutely special. And it's the way that everyone encourages you just to try your best and be the best that you can be without being threatened to be taken off for shooting a goal miss or something like that.
Tanya said
that it's the coaching. Our coaching is absolutely incredible here.
She said when you joined as well with Charmaine, you're going to add an attacking edge to the team. Reading things like that must make you feel special.
Exactly, it does. And yeah, it's just like so sad you are here because they want you to be, not just because you have to be. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's lovely. They make you really feel that you deserve to be here. So it's lovely. And what is lovely about Charmaine is that we actually played together in the World University Netball Championships in Miami in 2016 as well, and we won gold. And Charmaine and I both come from Cape Town, so we actually know each other quite well. And she knows exactly where I want the balls and how to feed to me and brings the South African edge. So that could also be perhaps, who knows, a combination in the future as well.
Shall we have a quick look back at that Wasps game? It would be fair to say that Sam May at the weekend, she was unstoppable and got every ball. How did you see that as your introduction to our league and playing for the Storm?
So I give all the credits to Sarah May. She was incredible. But in our defense, I had only practiced with the team 3 times this year since I'd been back. So if a person goes back and watches the matches, a lot of the balls that went that Sam May killed with the intercepts were just balls that maybe the placement wasn't that good. And between our shooters and the feeders, we weren't really finding each other because obviously we hadn't had any practice with each other this year. So it's something we definitely worked on this week in training. And all that I can say is any fan that's a fan of Surrey Storm can be excited because we absolutely smashed it regarding feeding and ball placement at training this week. So, yes, Sam May had an incredible match. I give it all to her. But if you go back and look, it was just me who was not reading the incoming balls as I could, because how South Africans tend to play and how the British tend to play are very different. We like our balls on the first, second, and very vertical, whereas the people here maybe are smarter, so they like to place it into the space. And I find maybe that's just where our miscommunication happened. But yeah, but I give it to Sam May 100%, like I said. So it was a very wide wake-up call. It was a hard wake-up call that, damn, we have things to work on, and we have to work on it very quickly too if we want to be the team to watch out for this season.
You haven't got to be too down on it, though. I mean, it was only game one.
It's okay. And hey, it's Thames and Greenway's team. It's like they're the reigning champions. So they've been together for quite a few years. They were Surrey Storm first, then they moved to Wasps. So, yeah, you would expect them to be quite fire. Yeah. So, yeah, no, they were good. But any other team that thinks we could be a walkover, game on.
Storm fans who were there that were busy tweeting each other after the game, they're really excited that you're here, and you've almost injected an extra energy to the team. How did you find the squad when you got here? Big welcome.
Oh, so lovely. Very open girls, very welcoming. Absolutely love it. I love that they are all a bit down to earth and all have a bit of a weirdness to them, and they say what's on their mind, and that's exactly how I am. Because I think you might have noticed I have no filter. I say I'm such an open person. What you see is what you get. I've got no hidden agenda. So it was nice because it feels like that's why they feel like family, because they also all have their little quirks, but weird here and there. So it's cool. So yeah, it's nice. They play a weird song. I coincidentally know all the words and I will rap it. And yeah, so it's good. It's good to add to this positive vibe, yeah.
It's going to be a while until Surrey Sports Park is full of the Storm fans and you get a home game, but how did you find the home fans in that tri tournament?
Oh, so supportive as well. They were very encouraging. They cheered loudly. So, and I'm excited because my mother's also coming all the way from South Africa to come watch some of our matches, and she's louder than I am. So there's going to be some good vocals, they're cheering us on, as I'm also very vocal on court, as you may or may not have seen. So yeah, so it's gonna, I appreciated the fan support. They can scream their lungs out as long as it's good things they're shouting through. We appreciate any form of support and encourage everyone to actually come watch, because without them we just the team. So they're the ones who make us the family, so they're more than welcome to come watch.
I didn't notice how loud you were at the weekend. I just thought it was Mickey. So don't worry about that.
Exactly. You see, it's just not just me. We have few in the team.
Well, as we speak, it's February the 14th, and it'll take me about 5 hours to get to Guildford or where you are. But I was going to bring around some KFC chicken strippers because, according to an article online in 2014, they were your favourite food. Is that right?
You really done your research,
haven't you? I know. It makes a change.
That's so funny. Oh, no. Okay, thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. No. Chicken might be cold by then.